1, 2, 3, 4.
Where arts and culture summits the airwaves, this is the Nine Rails Arts Podcast. I am R. Brandon Long, alongside Todd Obendorfer, and we are the Banning Collective, arts and adventure podcasting since 2010. This episode includes an interview with representatives from Ogden City Arts and The Corner Ogden, including Lori Buckley, Derek Williamson, Regina Esparza, and Joel Kitamura. The Corner is a small information kiosk cafe located on the corner of historic 25th Street and Washington Boulevard. It is an information hub for arts, events, activities, and attractions in the Ogden-Weber area. Ambassadors of the Corner provide information to locals and visitors about area attractions, events, and venues. Ambassadors are familiar with the Ogden-Weber area, its landmarks, trails, dining, and nightlife. Ask and you shall receive. We got a new drop from The Proper Way.
I love that song so much. I've loved that song forever. And not too long ago, I saw Smoking the Bandit again, and I love it just as much as I did when I was younger.
So I didn't understand what was. Did you put the request in?
I did. I mentioned it. I probably mentioned it, I want to say about a year ago or something. But then when they played at Van Sessions, and they do requests often.
Yeah.
So after they were done with their set, and we're still kind of breaking things down, and they're just still playing. I think they would have played into the
wee sure.
hours if it wasn't so cold and windy. But I put it out there, and they remembered parts of it, but they needed it a little bit more practice for it. And so, yeah, they recorded that for us just like last week.
A little Smokey and the Bandit. Do you remember as a kid watching it for the first time?
I think I have a good Smokey and the Bandit story, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I would have been, I need to do the math, but I think.
Younger than
that? I was quite young, yeah. And so we were going to the drive-in, which you did a lot more back then, right? In a station wagon, of course. Yeah. And so out the front side, because, you know, they play multiple movies around.
Right.
And so the family went to see Smoking the Bandit. So I saw Smoking mm-hmm. the Bandit like when it first came out. And then out the back end was, this would have been the later 70s, I guess, when this came out. And it was Fritz the Cat was playing behind us. Fritz the Cat is, if I'm getting the name right, is a famous X-rated cartoon.
Oh, you're right? Kidding.
Yeah. It's very, very well
kidding.
Known. And so I'm kind of watching it in the back, and the whole time my parents are just like, we need you to look forward, look straight ahead, right? It just shows you too in the 70s that you could get by doing something like that, you know?
At a drive-in.
At a drive-in as well. Yeah.
Oh,
there's no
crazy
way you could get by with something like that today.
Yeah, it says Fritz the Cat, we're not rated X for nothing,
yeah.
Baby. 1972 American adult animated comedy film written and directed by Ralph Bakshi. Wow.
Yeah.
They
so
were playing that at a
drive-in? That's my Smokey the Bandit story. I think
oh
that's
a,
maybe that's another reason why that movie is so memorable to me. is the fact that it had to have been my very first X-rated cartoon as well.
And you were young, so...
I would have been really young.
Yeah.
Too young to really understand what's going on. I have seen it since then, and it is a very X-rated cartoon.
Well, thank you, The Proper Way, for fulfilling Todd's dreams.
I think what's going to happen is we're going to start seeing some more of those 70s, 80s ditties. And so keep an ear out for... I have a feeling we're going to get a Dukes of the Hazzard pretty soon. Mm. I have all of these sort of dreams. Anything that may have had a little bit of banjo in it.
Yeah.
It's nice having your own house band.
Oh, it's probably the coolest thing in podcasting to have your own house band. So thank you
the
boys
proper for that.
Way.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you got the crew together for the Corner Ogden, and it was, these are some people you hung out with through college. And now they are in Ogden City Arts and operating the Corner in Ogden. And so you are not a stranger.
I wanted to catch these guys sooner than later. This newly opened, mm-hmm. kind of a labor of love by Christy McBride, who wasn't able to make it. We will talk about her in this interview, but hopefully we can get her in front of the mic at some point or another. But they're doing some really good things. They're hiring some amazing ambassadors. I've been down, I think I was down right before they opened and given a little tour of the space and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I need to go down, and what I'm really craving is like a hot chocolate. And so if you haven't already, check out the Christmas Village, stop in there for a warm drink and ask them some questions. Try to stump them.
Right, right. Yeah, because it is a kiosk cafe. And the ambassadors, or the employees, they call themselves ambassadors, who work the Corner, and we'll learn about more in this interview here, are, you know, they're paid to go learn about Ogden.
And what's so great is that, you know, the community as a whole is going to see this space evolve in time. I think mm-hmm. they've already done some amazing things, and they have some really cool things in the works. And so I'm really excited to, you know, that we had a chance to sit down with the group. It was good to get the band back together with Joel and Lori and myself.
Yeah.
And so this was definitely more of a hangout session,
yes.
which most of our shows are, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
These are all really good friends, but you get them all together and you get essentially Derek in front of the mic as well. I'm telling you now, we just got to come up with the perfect show for him.
He needs his own show.
He could definitely have his own show, yeah.
All right, well, if you've been wondering what in the hell the Corner is in Ogden, this interview will tell you everything you need to know. This is our interview with the representatives from Ogden City Arts and the Corner.
So today we're going to talk about all things, I don't know. I think my initial thought was to talk about the new Corner mm-hmm. space.
The Corner where?
And the Corner.
The Corner.
Like the, oh, the Corner.
Yeah. The Corner.
The Corner.
Oh,
okay.
It's you're supposed to enunciate the yeah. Corner. That probably makes it a little bit more
but
direct.
But it's spelled with yeah. T-H-U, so we've been saying the corner. Corner.
Yeah, that's a little bit more gangster. Just to think of you guys, yeah.
It's on the Vard, so.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking across the group and I'm thinking straight gangster. Well, thank you so much for coming in to, we were going to do it on location and then found out that Brandon has to babysit Gear 30 this morning. So
true. And although we can fit quite a few people in the van, this is a pretty good,
that would be a full load.
This would be a big crowd.
Yeah. And it's nice and warm in here.
It is
much yes. warmer.
Yeah. It is nice and warm. So thank you so much for coming down. Derek.
Yes.
If you would like to take a split second and just kind of introduce the crew today, and then let's chat.
Awesome. So my name is Derek Williamson. I am the Ogden Amphitheater Coordinator.
Anybody can back that up?
I can vouch for you.
I second that.
I second that.
Pays me.
To my right, I have Gina Esparza. She's on our arts and events team as our social media coordinator. To my left, we have Lori Buckley. She is the arts coordinator for Ogden City. And to her left is Joel Kitamura. And he is on our arts and events team as event staff and Ogden ambassador at the Corner.
I think ambassador is a good word for Joel because I think I see him everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see him in my office a lot.
He always seems to call me with problems and I'm like, you're not even working today. Like, what's going on? How can you possibly know about these things?
I think if he got paid for every time he was at a job, he would probably make a lot more money. Yeah.
He just has to clock into it, in for it. That's kind of the cool thing about our Ogden Ambassador program.
Todd, I get the feeling that you know this crowd pretty well.
This
isn't the first time you've yeah. hung out.
No, this is not the first time. Okay. In fact, it's good to have, I think that Lori, were you our first interview?
Yes.
For the first nine rounds?
Yes. Yeah.
And so if I remember right, during that interview, we said that we were missing Joel during that first conversation because we were definitely the trio.
Yep.
I think that we were kind of running the fine arts department for just a little while.
Yes.
And by running, I mean we were just mostly living there.
Yes.
I think we would just kind of take shifts, but we were mostly there. But graduated at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then went to San Francisco together.
We did go to San Francisco together. Yeah. That's where I found out that very last day that I needed my gallbladder removed. Mm-hmm. That last day of the...
Wow.
It was horrible. Yeah,
that's what San Francisco does to you.
It was the very last... At least it was the very last day.
Yeah.
And
there was so much pain...
Ruined a
...that I think I went back to the room and then I...
at the pool.
The next day when we got back, I had the surgery.
Yes.
The whole thing done.
And we were like... He's such a wimp. What's wrong with him?
Go poop. Just kidding. Go eat something.
Yeah. It's usually between those two things you'll take care of things. Yeah. In this case, it was just a step further than that. Yeah. So let's talk about the corner. Kind of that was my original thought on this. We've been in there before it opened, so I haven't been back since it opened up. What's your address?
I actually don't know. 2501 Washington Boulevard.
You just made that up, didn't you?
No. I think that might be it.
The exact corner of 25th and Washington.
Yeah, it's southwest. The southwest corner of 25th and Washington. To be honest, like, this is the year I solidified what the address of the amphitheater was. Because I'm so used to telling people how to get into the back part of it, and that doesn't have a physical address. So I, like, have a to-do list of how to get there. Whereas I just narrowed down, like, exactly what the physical address of the entrances where guests come in.
See, I think that's good. And how long you been working with the amphitheater?
This is the end of my fourth year.
So I think fourth year is a good time to get that address down pat.
I think I finally learned the phone number to Gear 30. And that's about 4 years. You know, so, yeah.
These aren't things ask. I don't.
Yeah. I like it's in my phone. I give it to you.
Numbers aren't a thing we need to know anymore because exactly we can Google it. I don't have the capacity to store that kind of information.
So let's go back to that. I remember that building being, well, I remember being janky for a while, but I do remember it. what was it before y'all inherited it?
Before
the corner, not the
corner,
right?
Not
the corner building before it was the business, the corner. It was a small cafe called the OMG Cafe, and they sold hot dogs, hot cocoa, coffee, some beverages, and
did they have it for a while?
I believe they had it for 5 or so years.
But they weren't open very often.
Yeah. I think that's what I remember.
Yeah.
It was a very, very central, like, you could always spot the corner space.
Yeah.
And at the time, it was very brightly colored. It had yellow pillars and pink accents and blue windows. And it was exciting. If only it were a kid's birthday party venue.
I think that's where they're missing out right there.
Yeah, that's probably a market we need to get into.
And then it was empty for a little while, or did it go straight from OMG to
It did. We, as soon as we took it over that next day, we went in with not paintbrushes, but buckets of soap and water, and we started cleaning and started our transition into what it is now.
And the cleanup process was that over a year or so?
No.
Is it shorter than that?
I think we got the building in May, I want to say, and we opened in October. So between all of the events
like
that
five,
we did
months,
throughout
that
the summer
quick.
For arts and events, and retiling, repainting, resurfacing, you know, we had to get a new roof, new windows, new equipment, a business plan.
Yes.
all of that. And Laura, you did all that, right?
No. Yeah. Christy McBride pulled that off. She is a genius when it comes to...
Who is out of town, otherwise she would be here as
she's
well.
She's in the sun.
She'd be in the other...
Would you say
chair.
That this, the corner is kind of her baby?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Most things in Ogden are kind of her baby.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point. Yeah. And that's good to say as well, that at some point we will chat with her, but that's the reason why, is because she is in the sun.
Uh-huh.
Is she gone now?
Yes, yeah. She is. She's left Monday night and...
Is it Cabo or...
Cancun.
Cancun.
Yep.
She's out having fun in the sun.
Yeah, she is. I'm so jealous.
That's where we should be doing this podcast
that
right now.
Is, we exactly. need to have a traveling podcast.
I agree. From now on, we only shoot on location or record on location.
I think that sounds fair.
Yep.
Do you think the van could make it to Cancun?
Yes, underwater.
I think it probably could work. Okay,
just push a special button and then it goes, so I think we're good.
So you inherited it, and then you cleaned it up. repainted it, and mm-hmm. then you knew from the start what you guys were going to use it for.
Yeah, it's kind of been in the working for a while of what that central location just needs to be for Ogden City. Originally, it was built by UTA as like an information station for bus schedules and train schedules and stuff like that. And then it was underused or somehow not used to its abilities. I'm not certain. And it became a different business, and then the OMG Cafe. And it, 15 years later, it's ours. But yeah.
So in the process of doing all the community input sessions when we were creating the Master Plan for Arts and Culture, there was a large amount of feedback that we got from the community that nobody knew what was going on. Like they couldn't, there wasn't any central place where they could go and say, what's happening, what's coming up, where can I get tickets? And so from those meetings, we've been brainstorming of how we could solve this problem, and the corner is actually kind of the answer to that. So that's kind of where it all began, I think, the idea to make it what it is, an information booth.
A hub.
Essentially, yes. It's a hub, it's an information booth, mm-hmm. but it's more than just that.
Yes.
So what else can we do at the corner?
So in addition to finding out what's going on in our city, you can also get a few snack items. In the summer, we're going to be rolling out some more edible.
Keep going with that. You can't just stop with edibles.
we'll edit this out, right? Some lunch items.
Perfect. Pretty sure that's all everyone wants to hear. So we're
good. Right now in December, right now in December with the Christmas Village happening, most of what people want is hot cocoa and coffee, and so that's by and large what the products that we're pushing at this time. We also have merchandise. T-shirts, hats,
gloves,
all kinds
Motown
of
jam.
Exactly, yeah. We local try to feature goods. Local goods, exactly.
We have honey sticks now too.
Delicious.
What flavors of honey sticks do you have right now?
There's like 12 different flavors.
Those are so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I get those at the farmer's markets and they're delicious. And how much do those cost?
Three for $1.25.
Thank you. I think it's a good time for you to pipe in as well. So you're representing, so you don't have just anybody working there.
Oh, no.
And so.
You have to be born and raised in Ogden.
Born and raised in Ogden. So it's got to show in the birth certificate. Or fudged birth certificate, whichever it is. Yeah. Fudged. But you are called ambassadors,
mm-hmm.
right? And yep. so. How many ambassadors are there now?
How many are there?
12 or 13, I believe, that represent us in the corner.
12 or 13?
Oh, Gina knows. She's
no, there's like about seven or eight right now. And what I'm doing with the ambassadors is with social media is featuring one each week. So that way we could introduce them to the people and then they know who they're talking to. And just
and they're all
like
very handsome. I'm guessing that born and raised in Austin and handsome.
I should probably note that beautiful. Half of them are transplants. Like I feel like two or three of them are from Kansas.
You're accepting. But
they have to love Ogden.
That's the thing. Yes. It's that knowledge base of Ogden.
Right.
They have to know information and do stuff out here in Ogden to make it more to relate to the people and kind of know like, hey, this is what I like to do in Ogden, whether it's hiking or going to the Perry's Theater or something or mm-hmm. the Twilight concerts.
And Gina, you mentioned you're putting it on social media. So the_corner_Ogden.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Where can find that?
We have lots of social media going on. We also have the Ogden Amphitheater for Instagram and then Ogden_arts for Instagram. And then we have Facebook. So we have a ton of stuff that I'm just trying to push out information and let the people know about what's going on here in Ogden.
How have you embraced being in charge of all of those different things? Are you still trying to?
I'm still trying to like find a way to like do it. Like right now I have the 25 days of the arts gift ideas going on. And
great
so
idea, by
I'm
the way.
Doing that and working on that. So on the Christmas day, it'll be my last one. But then I'm working on something coming up in January to feature galleries. I'm thinking of something that rhymes with gallery because I'm thinking Mural Monday, Sculpture Saturday.
Yeah.
And
Gallery Schmallery.
Gallery Schmallery something.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I was like, for maybe Wednesday or something, just to kind of like break it up and do something fun so that way people could know what's going on and what's happening.
I think that is a great idea.
Thank you. So if you have any more ideas, let me know. I'm open.
I'm looking forward to the first Gallery Schmallery Pub.
I'm sure the idea is somehow tie it to a day, but I don't know what right.
Is it Gallery Schmallery Sunday?
Because we'll look into Dr. Seuss for rhyming words. For rhyming, you know, yes. Christmas Grinch will embrace Gallery. That.
So how was that? What was the quiz like to qualify for an ambassador, Joel? Are they still sort of working that out? Do you have a big training manual?
Yeah. So you have to have been working for Ogden City for so long. I am a veteran of 6 months now, 2 months at the corner.
And then 3 months of loitering at the amphitheater.
Yes. Yes. We do take applications on the spot. No, just kidding. No, it's really easy if you love to do things in Ogden, especially Weber County, outdoor stuff or indoor stuff. There's so much going on at Ogden City that, you know, if you have any kind of interest, then you're a good fit.
Now, as much as you know about, you know, the things that you're most interested in, what have you been surprised to learn since you've started there?
You know, all the small things that happen that go unnoticed, like, you know, sometimes you don't catch the Instagram post or Facebook feed on certain things. And so, because I don't sit on my phone and scroll through it every day. And so...
Brandon, can you look up from your phone, please?
And so, you know, working at the corner, we research things that are happening in Ogden City, and we want to share that with the public. And so, you know, doing that, I'm finding out, holy cow, there's so much more that I didn't know that was happening. And so, you know, I'm including my family to tag along on these findings. And so it's been nice.
Your little Ogden adventures?
Yeah, yeah. And
which
so,
that's, you know, Joel lives in that world too. You're wearing the Weber Outdoor Program hat, and so that's what we found with the outdoor events. There's so many of them, it's hard to catalog them all, and that's why we did a podcast, like an outdoor adventure show. And so when it comes to the corner, that's where we can get some information for all of the. And it takes a while. It takes like time to go through and find all these events because there's multiple calendars, and there's multiple ways people sometimes only put it on their Instagram. Sometimes they only throw it out on Facebook. Sometimes they put it on their blog or something. So you guys are researching this, and you have that information, and we can go to the corner and you've already curated it.
Yes.
So that is part of their job. Derek has created this amazing adventure. I don't know what he calls it. What is it called?
The Ogden Ambassador's Adventure, I think.
And they're assigned actually and paid to go visit locations and find out what they do. So there's a list of places they have to go visit. There's websites they have to go and research and write what they found out about it. So it helps them become better ambassadors because they're being paid to research and visit all the venues and activities here in Ogden.
I think that's a great way. Now, this is not just, is this, so I know your background is arts and adventure. Is this a good resource for predominantly art, sort of arts and culture activities? Is it a good source for information about trailheads?
Yeah, so we've had, you know, so many different types of people come up with so many different questions. And so, you know, we've had a lot of parents just wandering around town because they're in, you know, in town to see their kid that's in school. And so they're just visiting, but when they're back in class, then they just go around, walk around the city, and they happen to come across the corner. And, you know, they're surprised at how much information we are able to give them. And there was, you know, a historian from Ohio that was kind of, you know, looking at all the structures and looking up history about 25th Street. And so it was nice to be able to give that information to her and, you know, see that, you know, her reaction and excitement through, like, oh, there's so much more to see than I haven't seen yet. And so, you know, and we talk to a lot of people just passing by, you know. We're not trying to get
hey,
rid
you,
of people.
Come here.
Right. Let me tell you about Ogden.
It seems like there's a lot of potential for more
Absolutely.
Yes. I can see tours in the future, giving tours. Mm-hmm. Is this something you've given any thought to?
So if you have to dress up like an original Ogden person, what does that look like for a tour?
Prostitute.
Old school. That's like old. You're going way back.
Yeah. Shiny red 6-inch heel.
Uh-huh. We should clarify that that's going way back.
I mean, yeah, it's called a corner because we're using the historical context.
No, we are not. It's called the corner because it's on the corner.
Dang it. Too late, Derek. I've been telling everybody.
It's clear I have to update your adventure manual.
Your very set answers for the questions. Exactly. Derek, while we have you here, so
it's only funny because there's some truth in that. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, do a quick something search and you'll find there is. But. Yeah.
But a sense of humor is always good. Yes. I think that sort of disarms people when they're coming up to you. So tours, maybe. I think that's a good idea. Is that something you've given any thought to?
Yeah, I think tours in the long run could be an awesome idea. You know, a while ago, I was really interested in the downtown area and what Electric Alley. Are you familiar with this area behind?
Talk to us about Electric Alley. I do, yeah.
It's between 25th and 24th. Right now it's between all those businesses that line 25th Street and the Courtyard Marriott, right? So right now it's kind of just a nickname for that parking lot, but back in the day it used to actually be an alley between two. It was a road between two sets of structures. And when I was curious about it, I took to Facebook, and the older generations that are now on Facebook sharing their past experiences were able to tell me all about Electric Alley, why it was called that, a nearby bar that used to be called the Electric Alley, inspired by the nickname for the road, and how it used to be strung with wires and lights and this and that, and it was so cool. And I realized that if I hadn't been looking for that information, I probably would never have found it. But everyone else was able to quickly conjure those memories. And so I was thinking it would be fun to somehow better curate that information and take the corner as a resource and kind of push it out there through tours, through information pamphlets, all kinds of stuff like that.
I think eventually you could have your own little guidebook or something mm-hmm. like that. I think that would be perfect, yeah.
Adventure Guide to Ogden.
Adventure
curated guides. By the Ogden ambassadors. No, I mean, it's true.
I like that. So right behind you is, there's these little houses, like little miniature houses. And, there's a lot of garland.
Semi-permanent.
And lots of lights.
I think you're describing Squatters. Ogden's Christmas village.
Yes. there's a lot Squatters. Of red and green. There's a lot of red and green. Yeah. So they're supposed to be there is what we're saying.
Yeah. We put them there on purpose.
Excellent. And so you've been doing that for, I guess, more than just this 1 year.
Yeah. I think this is its 60. Don't quote me on this. 65th year.
Holy shit. Seriously, 60 years?
It started long ago, and it was
that's older than you, Todd.
That is older than me.
You just had a birthday.
Yeah. It started long ago, and it was just a small, you know, 15 cottages maybe in front of the, I'm not even sure if it was the municipal building then, but it was just small and a very small part of the municipal block. And over the years, it started growing and growing. In the 90s, it really took off, and we started tripling the amount of cottages, and now we have, maybe this is where the number 65 comes in, we have 64 cottages this year. So it's really just expanded, and now it consumes the entire municipal block. All the trees are decorated with Christmas lights, twinkling colorful lights. All the cottages are decorated with different scenes as if they had existed in the North Pole before now, and there's lots of cool things to look at.
Now, do you know anything about how that started? Was it, because it seemed like such a great idea, and it still is, for the community to get together and businesses or families to contribute and essentially build and decorate their own individual cottages. And so is that how it started, or was it a single group that decorated a bunch of them up the first?
I'm not certain, but I think I recall someone telling me that it did start through the city. It was just a project of maybe Ogden Parks or something, and it started small, and then throughout the years it's become more of a sponsored endeavor where a business or an organization or a group of sorts can sponsor a cottage and decorate it and represent what they stand for. So whether that be a business, a nonprofit, or something like it, they tell the story that happens inside the cottage.
So choose one of your favorite cottages. Like, you picture it in your head.
Well,
now, you
I
love
have
them all.
Choose.
I know they're all your children, right?
Well, this
all
one particularly this year, I actually was a designer involved in the Goal Foundation cottage. So I'm going to choose that one.
I think that's perfect. And so kind of take us through this cottage.
Okay. So its theme.
How big are these cottages too for those that haven't been down there?
I mean, they're all different sizes.
Oh, okay.
So some of them actually resemble other buildings in Ogden, and some of them are very square, you know, gable peaked.
Gingerbread house looking.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
I don't know why in my head I picture them all kind of identical.
No, they're all different. Super different. Oh, so I mean, there are probably like 10 that are exactly the same, just like in any neighborhood.
Yeah.
But they're scattered.
And
so
some are smaller. Some are. So on opening night, there was one with a live.
You took the kids down.
Yeah, I took the kids down. Okay. Yeah, and then there was Mrs. Santa Claus was in one, like, but it was a real person.
Really?
Yes. Oh. It was amazing. And so some of them are that tall where you can stand
right
up inside of them.
So you have people living in those, is what
they
you're
were
saying.
Way ahead of the tiny house.
It's the tiny house
trend. Yeah.
Subdivision.
Yeah.
So the Goal Foundation.
The Goal Foundation. So the theme for this, across the board, they're all holiday related, centered around just this season. But for this one, the theme is get out and live. Relax, repeat. And it's gingerbread people enjoying a nice bath of hot cocoa.
Aww. Mm.
So the cottage just takes place, the inside takes place in like an outdoor scene. So there's snow covered trees and bushes, and their skis and their sled is thrown about, and they had, I don't know, raced downhill and got jumped
kind
into
of miniature,
the,
like small versions.
I mean, bigger than actual gingerbread cookies that you might consume from a bakery, but smaller than I am.
Okay. Gotcha. No, that's a good description. Like that.
And then is every year, because this year I know there's trains hidden in each tiny house.
Yeah.
Cottage.
So
is that every year there's something like that happens?
Exactly. Okay. So every year each cottage has a hidden element. This year it's a train because the theme for the Christmas Village is All Aboard.
Mm.
Which is in conjunction with the sesquicentennial celebration, which
is the what?
The sesquicentennial celebration.
Yeah.
You know that?
The Spike 150.
Yeah.
It's going to be in May in Ogden. So that's the theme this year, and each train does have that train ornament that you, it's a nice.
I couldn't find them in all of them. They're hidden well in some.
Well, it's really for children, so your eyes probably aren't really good
true
at that.
Yes. Yes. I did take my kids, and they couldn't find them either.
There's a reason why at the grocery store the sugar cereals are like down here.
Yeah, that's
right. Yep. They're not made for your
but
eyes.
But it's fun. It turned into a thing. Lots of people were talking about it and giving beta away to the next people coming up. Like, oh, it's over. And they're like, I want to find it myself.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What kind of numbers do we get? Well, this is a big event each year.
It's a big event. So our Christmas Village Gala opening, which this year was on November 24th, was in conjunction with the Holiday Electric Light Parade. And we probably saw between 20 and 40,000 people downtown along the route of the parade between 22nd and 27th, as well as in the village and the amphitheater, just the municipal block as a whole. And I think it was between 20 and 40. You know, it's hard to count these things because we're all running around trying to fix or do or hang ornaments, you know. But
a really good turnout. And I feel a little bit like a Scrooge now because this year was the first year, I hate to even say this, that I knew that there was an electric parade. I didn't know there was a parade down there.
Well, welcome to Ogden.
Well, right? If you were to follow us on Instagram, the corner, underscore corner,
yeah, that's a good point.
Underscore Ogden,
yep,
you would know all about this.
This was actually my first time coming to the Ogden festivities since working here. This is my first time. I thought it was awesome. I like absorbed everything and they're like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so busy. And I was like, I'm ready for it. Like, let's go. And I was like, it was so fun.
You are fully embracing all
of
this.
Yes, I was. And I'm just trying to embrace Ogden, embracing everything that it all has to offer. So it's been fun. I've liked this job and it's all the people that I've met. They're awesome. And the events, I have fun.
I see nothing but potential. I think there's a lot of things in the work. In fact, speaking of that, while we have Lori here as well, what do we got coming up? What are you working on right now?
What I'm working on right now is the next grant cycle, which the Woo-hoo! Art Grants, Ogden Art Grants, open up January 14th, and they will be open from the 14th all the way through March 15th is when it closes, so you have to have your application in before then. And then I will be offering two grant writing workshops on the same day to catch, you know, different times for people. It'll be January 31st at the main library here in Ogden, one at noon and one at 6:30 p.m. So if you're, you know, never applied for a grant or have questions or you just like really feel overwhelmed but are interested, you can come and I can walk you through, answer all your questions. It's pretty simple.
Are you going to be pro on that now? You love the grants, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. But you do make it more approachable. I think immediately you hear that word and you just want to shut down.
Yes, right. It's a scary word.
Just run. And then I think because of that, sometimes there's, you know, there's a smaller pool of people when that pool could be much bigger, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, because it's yes. open to anyone, essentially.
Yes, it is. So, and the, we're very lucky here in Ogden to have grants that the average person can apply for. So most places you have to be a nonprofit organization, but Ogden City has what are called project support grants. So if you have a really good idea for something that you want to happen that's going to help the community or better community, like I don't even know, a mural project, a dance lessons in the street for children, or a performance piece, anything, like you, the sky's the limit really of what, you know, your project just has to occur in Ogden, happen within the grant cycle, and benefit the citizens in some way. So
it's, guess what, Lori?
What?
I had a thought.
Okay.
I have a public art. This is, it's always dangerous.
It's like a disclaimer. This is entirely Brandon's thought. This does not represent the thoughts of the rest of the show.
Public art in front of the corner, but not blocking the corner, but it's kind of big. So I'd have to see, I have to think about it. But a friend of mine, or a friend who I follow on Instagram, who I have met in person, but is in Germany right now.
Brandon has a lot of friends. He's
very popular.
And they're in this place that has a pretty awesome Christmas village in Germany. And in the middle of it is this really cool, really old carousel. You can get on the little horses and go around. Like something that is like an, I think that would be so cool to have on the corner where you're just like a little, like how fun would that be? An interactive, like a carousel or
that
something. How fun would that be? Anyway, I'm just throwing the idea out there because we have to come up with ideas.
I'm grabbing
for
that idea and putting it in my pocket.
Okay. I'm thinking budget wise, it would have two horses. It would be so rad. It'd be like a mini carousel.
We just got to sell a lot of hot chocolate.
A lot of hot chocolate. Yeah.
No, it's funny you bring that up because that is actually one of the things we want to focus on as we develop the corner and the program that it represents, and that's going to include developing that plaza space to make mm-hmm. it more of a destination for Ogden citizens and guests. That could include a large art piece. You know, it's still all very much in the works, and it's going to be several years before it's fully developed. And maybe it never stops growing or changing, but ideas like that are awesome, and it helps us kind of reel in what others in the city need and want. Mm-hmm.
I just want to remind you, too, when we're talking about public art, that on winter solstice, which is next Friday on the 21st, we're
the
winter solstice celebration at the water cycle sculpture on near 18th Street at the High Adventure Park, where we meet. We have hot chocolate and donuts and at solar noon, which is,
I believe, last year.
I remember that.
Both there,
It was good donuts and good coffee.
Yes. 12:28 p.m. is solar noon on Friday, and that's exactly when the sculpture makes a snowflake design on the rock right in the center. So
right now it says partly sunny, good chance.
Oh, good chance,
We're going to see it, so that's good.
Yeah, it was a really good turnout last year, too.
It was.
That's one of those sculpture pieces that a lot of people were not familiar with.
Yes, and so that's why we do that. I mean, that is a piece of public art that functions in the summer. There's a water pump on it. So in the winter, the people that come see it don't actually realize what it does, but you can turn this crank and it will pump water out of the river up and down because it's actually designed and a piece about where the water comes down from the mountains and where it goes, you know, our water cycle for the area here. So it kind of functions both ways, and then function in the winter as a...
I love that. Do you remember off the top of your head who did that?
The artist's name is Andy Dufford.
Andy Dufford. I'm glad we could do a little shout out for that. And so just going back to the arts grants. And so what kind of money is available? What kind of requirements are you looking for?
Okay, so City Council hasn't set the budget. Last year we gave out $90,000. So wow. $90,000 was available
that's
to the community.
That's just Derek's money. So that's
yeah, yeah.
So yeah. Let's see what you have available.
I don't know if they'll bump it up. They've been continually raising it, and it will actually cap at $100,000. So once it gets to $100,000, that's pretty much what it will be for, you know, quite some time. But so we're almost there. Whether it's 90 or 100, we have quite a lot of money available for general support and project grants.
And so off the top of your head from last season, how many different grants did you give out? What sort of funding are we talking?
We gave out 26 grants.
26, okay. Mm-hmm.
So 28 applications to actually... one, their applications weren't, like one was outside of Ogden and the other one, and I think their application didn't flesh out what they were doing. They didn't have, you know, their whole plan. It was...
A little kid wanted to dig to China. And
yeah. It was a good idea, but they didn't, you know, they hadn't really... So, I mean, it's competitive. You've got to really think out your thing and have a good, strong budget to show that you've really thought this out. And we know that if we give you this money, you're going to be able to accomplish what you're applying for. And so...
And then remind me on some of the other requirements for that. Is it a one-for-one type situation,
so
or how does that work?
Normally, yes, that's how grants work. It's a one-to-one cash match. So if you're mm-hmm. applying, say, for $1,000, you have to show that you have $1,000 from another source. But last year, we did change that slightly to kind of help out... smaller people and organizations that are having a hard time finding matching funds, and they can show some funds as a match and also in-kind support. So if they get, say, the venue to donate the space, and that amount of money would go towards the match. So that way,
I'd love Ogden City. Making it for the artists. That's
yeah.
So nice.
Yeah, helping. Like yeah, helping the little people get on their feet, and that's what we're hoping as we bolster these smaller organizations and individuals that they can get going and keep applying, and then eventually become a general support person that's just applying for programming that they're putting out every year.
Speaking of little people, Joel. I don't know what the transition was there. You applying for some money this year? How's your art doing?
I think I did take a look at that application form a few years ago, like kind of graduating college and, you know, proud with your art degree.
Yeah,
and
I would love to see a significant piece from
world.
You.
Yeah. My art has been... My artist's effort, I should say, has been spent on redoing my basement, actually. So if you want to come in, see an installation,
I don't see Ogden getting behind that.
I can't wait for the gallery opening.
It's yes. coming up soon. Now, I have had requests of my art, and it's been like kind of in the back of my mind at the moment, and when, you know, after my basement's done and it's all art. And so
I think the timing's going to all come together. At some point, Joel and I were talking about doing a show together,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
A big awesome. Exhibition,
you need
installation
to.
Type piece, right?
It's still, yeah.
And we'd still love to do that.
Yeah.
And so I think that probably when it comes to that, we're going to need funding from about every source. And so you'll hear from us, because mm-hmm. we have some big ideas, but yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Let's do it.
I think we
Let's
should. And commit. I think that's the best way to commit as an artist. And I think we'll get Lori on board as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
May I just say that Ogden City Arts Grants look highly on collaborating artists.
On yes. collaborative artists. That's right.
Yeah. Big fans of collaboration. That's great.
Yeah.
Right. So when you started with the social media, Gina, what sort of background did you have?
I actually just received my degree in April from Weber. And I got it in communications. And so it's in PR, advertising, and marketing. So Perfect. With that said, that was like my first time like getting like out there. Before that, I was in the dental field. So a big switch from that. But I've learned a lot in this position, and with...
Do you learn more in the position or more in your classes?
More in the position, like hands-on.
Probably like one week on the job.
I was like, yeah. Oh my gosh, it's like hands-on. I loved it. Just learning everything, just seeing... I was hired first just to be like, as my internship is what I was doing. And I was doing whatever Lori wanted me to do, Ashley, Christy, Derek. I was like, what do you want me to do? And they just give me stuff. And I was just learning stuff. And still now, I'm still learning.
Thank you for helping keep her sane.
Yeah.
Whenever yeah. I hear anybody's helping her out, I'm just like,
yeah. They're like, can you do this? It's like something so minor. I was like, yes, I could do it. Just I want to absorb everything. And I've learned a lot from each one of them. And I still am. So it's been awesome.
That's like, good. Doing work advice for anyone starting in a new place, though, just accept it all and do it all with a smile.
Exactly, that's what I've done, and it's just been awesome. And like right now, just certain things I'm learning, I'm trying to find certain programs to use. Like there's Hootsuite, and there's like so many other aspects to using programs. And
I use Buffer, by the way. I
Buffer?
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm taking it all in and doing stuff, so that way I could have everything. Because I'm gonna raise my hand here.
I don't know what either one does before. What's Hootsuite for?
Hootsuite is kind of like you put all your information in there, like posts that you want to do, and they'll like set it up for you, so that way you have it. Because right now, like I'm on my phone at 7 a.m. and I'll be like, okay, like this. Okay, I'm gonna post this right now. Instead, it's like a program that's helping me like to post.
It allows you to schedule stuff.
On different platforms?
Yes, on different platforms. Yeah.
What?
I know. Yes. So I was like, okay, I need to start looking into that and figuring out which one I want to do, because I'm on the weekend too. I'm like on my phone at night. And I mean, I'm learning stuff and I'm seeing the different places that are out here in Ogden are like, oh, there's this event. Let me share it so people know what's going on. And so
that's the hard part is you're never off.
Yeah.
It's 24/7. Exactly.
Social media is 24/7.
It is. It doesn't end. And so... like my husband and my kids are like, I was like, are you on the phone again? I was like, yes, I'm doing work.
It's all work. It's not on Amazon.
It's not buying stuff.
And so, all right. So I ask Brandon this all the time too, because I'm so bad at the social and I really want to be better at it. And so I have the Nine Rails Insta and it's not bad. It's a nice little start. But what are some of the basic rules as far as a personal page going into a business page, as far as, you know, the regularity, as far as times that you're posting? What does Hootsuite say? What does Buffer say? What do the two of you say? What do we need to know?
In learning this right now, I'm looking at the analytics part of it and the background, like for the corner. Like the corner right now, I'm trying to get a lot of information out there to people so they know what the corner is and what they do have offer. So right now, I'm kind of like posting like every day, or whether it's posting or it's a story. Like if someone has an event, you guys have something going on, I'm trying to put it as often as possible so people can know information. And what I'm trying to do also is to reach a more diverse group of people also, so that way everyone else is aware of it. And so that's one thing that I'm going to start working on a little more to do, but get information. As you can see, like these little flyers that I have here, we're going to be working on some information and having like the sandwich boards and putting stuff out for events, so that way people know this is what's going on in the city. But I feel like a personal one is way different than a business one, because I have a personal one that I don't really do much on. It. It's just more like family, friends. But then this one is more business, to where you want to get information out so people know that this is what's happening, this is what's going on. Because if you leave a gap in between for like a few days, they're like, oh, okay, they're not posting anything.
Yeah, so we just interviewed Espido Freire, international best-selling artist, author, writer, from Spain, and she was up at Weber State. So this is on the Literally podcast, and she has the most followers in Spain. She has 90,000 plus on Instagram. Wow. I used to believe you could overpost, but she posts 2 to 3 times a day on Instagram, like on the feed, not her story. Her story is separate from that. And each, now she's attractive, and so a lot of her images include her in there, and I don't know who's taking the photos of her, because they're set up. Yeah. And she has some, like she did one out in front of Union Station looking down 25th Street. That was really cool. One up on campus that I'm like, man, I don't even see people around here staging them that well, as well as she did. But in 4 years, she got to 90,000, and she's an author. Wow. And so because of that following, she's turned it into a side hustle as she has her own perfume now, as a fashion industry because she has an audience. And on top of she's my age now, but she in her when 25 years old, she had a novel that was won an award. So she's been at the writing game for a long time. And so this is just sort of a side thing. But as far as the social goes, it's 3 times a day on just one platform for her. And it's under her own name, and that's her, she's selling her. It's a personal brand. Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is that I need to model, and Gina needs to take my pictures.
Yes.
And we need to post them.
Three a day.
3 times a day, Derek.
Yes.
Which I don't think you'd have any trouble. Somebody taking a picture of you 3 times a day.
I mean, I assume they're always
three costume changes a day.
Three costume
easy.
I love it so much.
I'm going to Savers right after this. I got a plan for the week.
Oh, I was going to say we got 5 on time. Oh,
okay. Well, hey, I just wanted to say, just you know, since this is the Creative District podcast, right? This is the
Nine Mills. Yes.
So I've watch really closely. We're announcing, so we had an artist call for some projects to happen in the Creative District. We had 21 people send in some amazing proposals, and we've chose 5 projects that are going to be happening within the Creative District, and we're announcing them early next week, though. So, and what they're going to be doing. So that's super exciting.
Which, thank you, because Todd and I actually, we should probably be better at including the Nine Rails information, but it's been building.
Yes,
it is. So this is really one of the first announcements, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. And so.
Are you excited with,
I'm super.
There's nothing you can say. You can't tease us at all.
There are 5 of them.
There are 5.
It's going to be in the Nine Rails.
I haven't contacted the artists yet, and so
oh, really?
You know, the artists don't even know, so they're getting contacted, and then we'll put a press release out.
Remind me their timeline for
these projects.
Their work over a year.
So I'm thinking we're trying to get all 5 of these projects done before the end of June.
Oh,
so,
wow, that's fast.
Yeah, it is fast. I can tell you. That we have some performance, some visual interest pieces, some like sculptural work coming forward. So there's some really exciting things in store to check out in the Creative District.
Well, I know I'm personally looking forward to the results. I don't know either. Yeah, that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, it is. Super exciting.
Well, thank you for that little tease. That's significant. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And then they're getting some money for this as well.
Yes, they are. They're each getting $1,000. So,
wow.
That's significant. And then the parameters for this was that it is within the sort of confines of
It has to occur, or what their project had to occur within the boundaries of the Creative District. And that's pretty much was it. And then the sky was a limit of what they could come up with and what they wanted to do. So it was open for ephemeral art performance, you know, sculpture, mural, anything. And we got some amazing submissions.
But all within the public realm, though.
All within the public realm, yes. Or or free public access.
Some days you have a very cool job. I think every day you do, I think it has a tendency to stack, you know, on top of each other. But
I do. That's why I'm smiling a lot.
Yeah, and you've already reached out to them, or you are in the process?
I'm in the process, actually. I think I'll either contact them. What is today? Well, actually, they probably
on
won't
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I think you need to show up at their house with Derek and like a big
giant check.
$1,000.
Them
balloons.
I wish I could
do
that.
Yeah, I like the balloons.
That's so
good. If we can do that in one of these, that would be fantastic. Yes. Oh, yeah. I love that idea. Yeah.
Can I kind of ride on that coattail a little bit? Yep. And I don't know too much info on it because I just learned about it, but maybe you know about it. UnCon?
Yes. UnCon. Ogden UnCon is coming. It's in June. First ever. Yeah. So Ogden will have its own. And it's not a Comic-Con. It's an UnCon. So it's Pop Culture Con Festival. Mm-hmm. That's coming up in...
I heard, like, if you're a writer, then there's writers there that will critique your writing. And I guess, like, one lucky writer will be chosen to, like, be coached or you know,
or mentored or whatever. Yes,
right. And so that's a great opportunity for
writers. I think we'll
writers.
Be hearing a lot about this UnCon, and the UnCon is that the untamed part. That's
yes.
The UN.
We're Ogden is untamed.
So and I do like the idea. When I first heard about and I dare say I wouldn't say this around Russ, probably just another convention, it was like because you know Salt Lake draws a lot of people down there, and I don't necessarily want Ogden's activities to be like, look at us up here. We can, you know. But the more that he developed it and the direction that he took things, I think that this is going to be really exciting for a lot of people. Not just to hardcore geeks, although there is... What's the name of the artificial... This has all been announced. This is all
the AI.
Sophie, I believe.
Sophie, yes.
So if you're listening, I wish I could tell you more about it. I just don't know off the top of my head. Do a little research on that. But this is, I think,
website,
the very first convention that she's been to.
She's
going to.
If I'm
not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of a really big deal.
And then do you have information at the corner for UnCon yet?
I think we're working at being able to sell tickets for it there. So.
Oh, that's something we didn't even mention. So that's either the direction you're going or the... Where you're at right now as far as being able to purchase?
We do sell tickets to certain things right now, and we're continually working on adding more tickets.
Who
what
are
we sell
up
right
with
now,
now?
We have Dinosaur Museum or Dinosaur Park discount tickets is all I know that we are selling. We have had, what else? Egyptian
She's working
theater?
On some ski resorts, the Egyptian Theater, and everywhere else just to find scenes.
Yeah, Weber State
Weber
events.
Weber State, yeah, the Browning Center tickets. We do have performance discount tickets as well.
See, that's great. And what's great to know about that is the fact that that is, like, you're adding more and more venues and possibilities. So it, at some point, I can see that as just kind of a one-stop shop for activities. You
Go
pop into
out,
town.
Buy your tickets. Get your map.
If you have any questions,
get a cute hat and a hot cocoa.
Yep. Get some Ogden branded merchandise.
I think that's your hashtag right there.
It's also my hat that I got there.
Now, the local vendors, is this something that sort of gets changed out?
Yeah. Yes. So we're going to feature different vendors throughout the year, whether that be monthly or quarterly. As it stands right now, the only thing that we're pushing to really advertise that are interchanging is where we source our coffee from. And so this month we're featuring coffee that they sell at Coffee Compound. Last month it was the Daily Rise. The month before was Wasatch Roasting. So we're just kind of help promoting each of those different businesses.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
Through us.
And how long are you keeping each one?
For right now, for coffee, it's the coffee of the month.
Of the month. Gotcha. And then maybe at some points kind of cycle back around again. That's great.
Yep.
But it's good that you can already... How many coffees are now in Ogden?
There's a lot of different brands.
Yeah, Black Lotus.
Yeah.
There's a few that I'm not even familiar with. So that's a good opportunity for me to pop by.
Yeah.
Yep.
At least once a month.
At least once a month.
I'd say minimum four times.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Because you just want to come hang out with you guys. I think that's the culture that you're producing right
now.
Yeah. And especially that's the feeling I'm getting off of the social media is you're doing a phenomenal professional job, but it's very laid back.
Yes.
It's very comfortable. Like, I want to come and hang out with you guys. And so I think that you're doing an amazing job putting that off. Now, unless that's not the direction that you're going.
Totally. We want everyone to feel welcome.
Totally, you know, on purpose. We want this space to be a hangout spot, to be a destination. Obviously, it's very cold right now, so bundle up and prepare to hang out cold. But yeah.
When it's warm, come and play cornhole with us. Mm. And there's tables with chairs and umbrellas. And we'll have hopefully some performances happening, you know, on the corner there with music and stuff. So it should be really good.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time for us. I think that this is a conversation that we can have essentially four times a year, at least. I mean, this is such a seasonal thing that you can do.
Four times a week.
Oh, I like that. The invitation's there. Thank you so much. Anything we should know about for, you know, we try not to do too many specific sort of date-based things for these conversations, but anything we should know about coming up into... summer. I mean, how far in advance are you planning for the corner and the events that you're doing?
That's hard to say because some things are still up in the air. Look forward to Ogden Twilight. We'll be announcing that, I believe, in March, and there's going to be a number of really exciting artists strolling through our city.
And it's also a great spot to stop to get your map for the First Friday Art Stroll. It's always open for the art stroll, and you can pop in and. And in the warmer months, I think we'll be programming the corner there with four things for the art stroll as well. So you can get your map,
participate
or see something, and then go off on your way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gina, Derek, Lori, Joel, Brandon, any last comments?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome.
It has been a pleasure. Good luck at the corner. And have a good winter.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Well, put a bow on it. It's that time of year, actually. Christmas is coming. And that's a wrap for episode 10 of the Nine Rails Arts Podcast, produced by the Banyan Collective Arts and Adventure Podcasting since 2010. The Banyan Collective's Nine Rails Arts Podcast explores what it means to be an adventurous creative in 2018. Through a partnership with arts nonprofit Ogden First, we're also sharing the stories of Ogden's new Nine Rails Creative District, including those of the district's epicenter and future home to artisans, designers, and creatives, the Monarch Building, and the future home of the Banyan Collective. Coming soon. You can follow the Nine Rails Arts Podcast on Facebook and also on Instagram, the number 9 for Nine Rails. Search the Banyan Collective on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. This week, we'll leave you with a little something from our Van Sessions archives. This is the Hollering Pines. Now on Van Sessions, we're proud to have Daniel Young and M. Horton Smith, two members of the Hollering Pines.
One, two. Long road, traveled most of my life. Tried to see on through to the other side. Well, I know it's been a long, long road. It's been a long, dusty road. Traveled most of my life. Tried to see on through to the other side. Well, I know it's been a long, dusty road. Sun shining on my head, yeah, the blue skies up ahead. Sun shining on my head.